Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Now to an issue that has been much debated here in the U.S., drones and targeted killing. When President Obama took office 4 years ago, he broke publicly with a phrase that goes hand in hand with this kind of warfare, the global war on terror. But as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, many of the legal theories behind that provocative concept remain intact.
After 9/11, President Bush often made a provocative claim. He argued that the U.S. is fighting a war without a typical battlefield. In effect, he said, this war is everywhere. This was a 2007 speech in Michigan.
Our enemies make no distinction based on borders. They view the world as a giant battlefield and will strike wherever they can.
And he said the U.S. has to fight back accordingly, without borders. That idea has profound legal implications. If the whole world is a battlefield, then the laws that apply uniquely to war apply everywhere for the foreseeable future. When President Obama took office, he changed the rhetoric. Global war on terror had bad connotations from the Bush years, and Al-Qaeda was using it as a recruiting tool. But Obama never abandoned the idea of global war. This was a speech at the National Archives a few months after he took office.
We are indeed at war with Al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Its affiliates include a huge range of terrorist groups in countries around the world, some with only loose ties to Al-Qaeda. So it remains a global war in practice, if not in name, something the administration has struggled to explain. Here's law professor Mary Ellen O'Connell trying to pin down State Department legal advisor Harold Coe at a speech a few years ago.
What I'm hearing you say is that the Obama administration continues to see that there is such a conception as a global war on terror. And I would just urge you to reconsider.
I didn't say that, Mary Ellen.
You believe that it's possible to target.
I said a lot of things in my remarks. That's not one of the things I said.
Now the administration has revealed more of its legal thinking behind these policies, and the debate is getting even hotter.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Now to an issue that has been much debated here in the U.S., drones and targeted killing. When President Obama took office 4 years ago, he broke publicly with a phrase that goes hand in hand with this kind of warfare, the global war on terror. But as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, many of the legal theories behind that provocative concept remain intact.
After 9/11, President Bush often made a provocative claim. He argued that the U.S. is fighting a war without a typical battlefield. In effect, he said, this war is everywhere. This was a 2007 speech in Michigan.
Our enemies make no distinction based on borders. They view the world as a giant battlefield and will strike wherever they can.
And he said the U.S. has to fight back accordingly, without borders. That idea has profound legal implications. If the whole world is a battlefield, then the laws that apply uniquely to war apply everywhere for the foreseeable future. When President Obama took office, he changed the rhetoric. Global war on terror had bad connotations from the Bush years, and Al-Qaeda was using it as a recruiting tool. But Obama never abandoned the idea of global war. This was a speech at the National Archives a few months after he took office.
We are indeed at war with Al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Its affiliates include a huge range of terrorist groups in countries around the world, some with only loose ties to al-Qaeda. So it remains a global war in practice, if not in name, something the administration has struggled to explain. Here's law professor Mary Ellen O'Connell trying to pin down State Department legal adviser Harold Coe to speech a few years ago.
What I'm hearing you say is that the Obama administration continues to see that there is such a conception as a global war on terror. And I would just urge you to reconsider.
I didn't say that, Mary Ellen.
You believe that it's possible to target.
I said a lot of things in my remarks. That's not one of the things I said.
Now the administration has revealed more of its legal thinking behind these policies, and the debate is getting even hotter.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.